Welcome back. Quincy Lions Club getting ready for their annual Evening for Sight fundraiser. It's coming up April 4th at the Terrell Room. And a treasurer, Sean Glendon, has stopped on by to talk to us a little bit more about the club and about the fundraiser. Good to see you, Sean, as always.
Good to see you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Lions is just, you know, young group, 80-plus years old or so, right?
Right. Yeah. The international group is almost 100 years old.
Wow.
So we were pretty early in the game, actually, all things considered.
Yeah.
From the national perspective.
So tell us about the club, a little bit about Quincy Lions Club.
Sure. Well, we have about 60 plus members. Actually, been having a strong membership drive this year under the direction of our presidents, Lucille Cassis and Serenity Bello, bringing in some new folks. So a little over 60 members, established over 80 years ago, as you mentioned. And you know, it's a group of community-spirited people that just want to make a difference in the community, mm-hmm. trying to improve the quality of life for the residents.
We serve.
Exactly.
That's the motto,
that's
right?
That's pretty all-inclusive.
Yeah.
That's about as vague as you can get
exactly.
for a service organization. There is a focus towards helping individuals that have vision impairments, and that really goes back to the 1925 Convention of Lions when Helen Keller was a speaker, and she challenged Lions to become Knights of the Blind.
Yeah.
And that was just such a moving experience for folks that there was a focus ever since then for Lions to help contribute to efforts that help prevent or help contribute to eradicate preventable blindness in particular. But that We Serve motto is just, it's across the
it's
board.
It's all encompassing, and
yeah.
it's probably individual as to what each community needs, right?
That's exactly right, and
yeah.
that's the beauty of it, is that you know there are Lions all over the world. There are 1.4 million Lions
wow.
across the world. It's the largest service organization in the world. About 49,000 clubs in 200 countries and other geographic areas. And as you said, that's the beauty of the club, is that each one will focus on the needs of that particular community. So in some parts of the world, it's helping to clean water in some areas.
Right.
And, you know, and us in Quincy, we have a focus on serving the youth in large part.
Yes.
We do scholarships for high school seniors. We have a speech contest, a peace poster contest, things like that. And so we try to focus on things that are really going to impact the future of our population.
Yes.
You know, kids are 20% of the population, but 100% of the future.
Well, that's exactly
right. And so
we
try to focus on that.
Yeah. And screening early on for any eye-related issues, right?
That has been a major yep. theme of our club in recent years. With the help of Lions in partnership with the Masons, we bought two eye screening cameras, and they look like oversized Polaroid cameras,
yes.
basically, but they flash and they beep, and it's perfect for kids, in particular 7 years and under. We've been told that if we can catch certain eye ailments before the age of seven, not only can they be addressed, they mm-hmm. can be corrected.
Corrected.
I mean, absolutely
yeah.
corrected, which is just phenomenal to think about. My own kids, all three of them have vision impairments. We didn't know about it
yep.
at the time. My oldest in particular, when he was 3 years old, there was a screening at his pediatrician's office that picked something up. These cameras didn't exist then. If they did, it could have found it
exactly.
through this screener. And,
yep.
and fortunately, his pediatrician did. And so with corrective lenses, he now has 20/20 vision, which is remarkable because he was actually legally blind in one eye.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now those are things that we can catch now
yeah.
in preschool for these
yeah.
kids. And we submit a form home with the parents and kind of give them a recommendation to be seen by you know, ophthalmologists
sure.
to get a formal screening done. But it's a partnership that we have with the Quincy Public Schools, Manic Community Health Center, and our own club. We do screenings throughout the year at preschools and at different, you know, community centers and things like that.
You know, what you said is interesting. It's we didn't know. And you don't know. And that can manifest itself in other ways, right? Learning disabilities, acting up in inappropriate ways behaviorally. And it all could be related to the poor kid can't see.
Exactly,
yeah.
and they don't even know themselves.
Right.
Because often
right. it's normal to them.
The dominant eye will overcompensate for the bad eye.
Sure.
And so the parents don't know, the kid doesn't know,
right.
even you know standing in front of the screen a little closer than normal, that's not necessarily an indicator.
Right.
And so the sooner the better, that's the key. And so if we can catch these kids before you know kindergarten, ideally,
yeah.
We can potentially give them 20/20 vision, not need glasses, you know, for the rest of their lives.
It's just kind of routine now. It's not
yeah.
a big deal, right?
It's amazing that the
yeah.
brain can train itself to,
yeah.
to fix these issues.
Yeah, Lions used to be known, I don't know if you still do this, collecting old eyeglasses for folks who can't afford them.
Yes.
You still do that?
Absolutely. We have boxes throughout the city, a lot of banks. I think there's one at City Hall. And so we try to collect as many as we can. We have eye sorting days throughout the year.
Oh, okay.
We have a partnership, like I said, with Manic Community Health Center,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Jean Hopkins. Is one of our partners. She's actually a member
oh.
and a doctor at Manic Community Health Center. And so she will help collect, and also has these missions down to Central America and South America, helping folks down there that have problems. And so we'll try to recycle them and get them out to people that need them.
Yes, that's great. Very good. So your biggest fundraiser probably is Evening for Sight, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, without question.
Yes.
What's going on this year?
So this, again, as you mentioned, April 4th, 6 p.m. at the Trail Room on Quarry Street. This is an event. It will include dinner, music, dancing, dessert. We'll have a wine pull, raffles, silent auction items, things like that. One of the highlights will be an award to Dan Quirk. It's our annual community service award. We're going to be honoring Mr. Quirk this year for his contributions to the club over the years. He provided a $5,000 contribution sponsorship last year. He's providing $10,000 this year, which is the highest level of sponsorship we have, the visionary level. And so we want to recognize him for his contributions. And it's a fun night. It's a way to celebrate and have some fun and raise money for the club while we're at it.
Yes.
Last year raised $40,000.
Super.
Which was by far the largest.
Is that right?
Yeah, the most successful event we ever had in the history of the club. Already this year we've raised $20,000, which is only $3,500 short of what we raised in sponsorships last year. So we're feeling pretty good about this year. And of course, all that goes back right to the community.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no overhead here or anything. No. Folks just giving up their time.
It's a volunteer organization.
Right.
Folks just want to give back, you know. And so anything we collect goes right back into the community. It just means more scholarships for the kids, more screenings that we can do, potentially more service projects throughout the community.
Yeah, we were honored here at QATV to be recognized by the Mass Commission for the Blind for our partnership with the Lions Club through the Talking Bulletin Board.
That's
It's one of, if not the longest running program here on QATV.
Yeah, we believe so, and we're happy to do it. We really appreciate the partnership. And it's just one more thing that we do to try and serve the community.
Yeah, exactly. What other projects has Lions been involved with over the past few years?
So, like I said, the screenings has been a big one. We've tried to expand that now with the school departments. We want to thank the school nurses for
that.
Again, we've reached out now to Manatee Community Health Center, Dr. Hopkins. That's been a tremendous asset, having her, and just increasing the amount of eyeglasses we can collect. As I mentioned, the peace poster contest, the speech contest with the kids, that's something that might not seem like a big deal, but the peace poster is something that is getting these kids, that's a middle school project, get them to think about a different perspective on a subject. So the theme is an international theme. It comes from Lions Clubs International. So every school, every club that's participating in this gets the same theme. But then it's interesting to see
how they interpret that.
How they interpret it, exactly. Not only each kid, but each school.
Yep.
And then it goes to the club level, the regional level, and then it goes up the chain. And it's just, the kids just see things in a different way than some adults do. And then the same thing with the peace poster contest. That's something we do, the speech contest we do at the high school level.
Okay.
And it's really interesting to hear what the kids have to say. There are some really remarkable students out there that put a lot of thought and effort into this, and it's just their presence and delivery is quite remarkable.
Gives you hope for the future.
It really does, every single year. And we say that every year, that how impressed we are. And then next year, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just such brilliant kids, and it's just gives you so much hope for the future, like you said, and just makes me proud to be a product of the Quincy Public Schools myself. And it's great to see what they're doing, and can't wait to see what happens with these kids down the road.
Yeah, well, we should talk about, I'm sure the hope is, too, that they become members of the club eventually, right? So we should talk about how that happens.
Absolutely, yeah. So the we do have an application online. It's a very simple process. The qualifications are that you submit an application, pretty much. you do have to be basically welcomed by an existing member. We do have that sort of process. We have a mentor, a sponsor, we call them, for everybody coming in. And it's really for the new member's benefit, because coming into a new club, you might not really know what to expect, kind of what it's all about.
Right.
And so we try to have that sponsorship level where you're kind of being welcomed, that you have somebody to sit with at meetings, and you're being introduced to people, that you're encouraged to participate in service projects and contribute to fundraisers and things like that.
Yeah, did the pandemic kind of put a knot in things, Sean, over the past couple of years?
We did pretty well. We were able to continue our level of service. Some of the things that the schools were involved with, we weren't able to do while during the remote learning. But screenings, the eye screenings, we could actually still do because you're not. There's no physical contact with anybody. You maintain a distance. Actually, the camera requires a distance of about 3 to 5 feet.
Perfect.
And so that was pretty much right in line with that six foot distance. And so just, wearing face coverings allowed us to continue that. And so one of my favorite projects of the year is I go to Campus Kinderhouse, this preschool associated with Eastern Nazarene College.
Yeah.
And I screen about 130 kids a year. And inevitably, there's about 10% that so-called fail
yes.
the test.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's just a great feeling not to have to send that form home, but the
sure.
fact that we can do that
yeah.
and give the parents a heads up, that's one of my favorite projects.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't require any specialized training to use the camera?
No, I did. I have been certified through Lions Clubs International just to have a deeper understanding of
yeah.
how the camera works. And sometimes if the lighting's not quite right or if student's not positioned quite right, it helps to have some of that deeper understanding of how the technology works.
Okay.
But it's a very simple process. It only takes a few seconds to learn it. It's essentially taking a picture of somebody without actually taking a picture.
Interesting. Just, yeah.
And with the lights and the flashing, it's pretty easy to get the kids' attention.
Sure.
The screening itself only takes about 3 seconds. It's
okay.
just once you're locked in, the camera does the rest of the work, and then we print out a summary and send it home to the parents.
Yeah.
And the technology of the camera is remarkable, too, because it will pick up about 7 different ailments. At once, and
that's
so whether it's lazy eye or anything else that's sort of associated potentially with some of those pediatric conditions, it'll pick up most things that are attributed to these early learning problems.
So great.
It's quite
that's
remarkable.
Great. Yeah, the cameras themselves are not inexpensive, I know, so it's nice to have that asset available.
Exactly.
In the city.
Yeah, we try to keep them well maintained and protected because they're very expensive, several thousands of dollars.
Right.
And
yeah.
But they've been in use now for I think over 7 years at this point, and
yes.
we've screened a lot of kids, and
yep.
I think prevented a lot of issues down the road.
That's great.
Yeah.
So where and when does the Quincy Lions Club meet?
We meet typically the second Tuesday of each month, 5:30 at the Common Market. Folks are welcome. We'd love to have new members come in
sure.
anytime. This month is a little different because with the fundraiser, we're not having our regular Tuesday meeting that week. But moving forward, May on, we don't meet in July and August, take a break for the summer, but then right back at it in September. And we have made a switch to evening meetings now. We typically, in the past, we would have done a luncheon meeting,
yes.
Which is hard for a lot of people. Can't get out for lunch.
I see. Okay.
So
yep.
we've tried to make a switch. That was new this year, sort of doing a pilot program.
Okay.
And it's also once a month, that second Tuesday, whereas
okay.
we would do twice a month before. And so we've noticed that once a month and at night, it's kind of encouraged people
get a
to
better
come.
Response,
yeah, because if it's every other week, you might not feel
see.
So bad.
Oh, I already went last
meeting.
Week,
yeah,
so
exactly.
I can skip a week. Yeah,
when it's only once a month,
yeah.
It makes a big difference. If you miss one, then
sure.
you're more inclined to come again.
Yep.
And we try to have some interesting speakers that come
I was just gonna
too.
Ask, yeah,
yeah, the folks that provide insight and some education about what's happening in the community. Mayor Koch was just in last week to give the club an update on what's happening in the city, and he certainly always draws a crowd. We appreciate his partnership and his sponsorship
mm-hmm.
Over the years to the club. Sometimes we'll have folks that have a connection to another Lions Club or
right.
Lions Club International, somebody that's doing something interesting in the community. We've had folks from folks down in Marshfield, WATD, that do a similar talking bulletin board service down there. And so we're always looking for folks to come and spread some wisdom and insight. Keep things interesting.
Do you have individual committees within the club to work on specialized projects?
We do, and that's just, it's more of an ad hoc type of thing.
I see.
Do have
okay.
a board that's established every
yeah.
year.
Yep.
That's required by the district. But, the event committee for this particular event
yes.
coming up, would have an event committee. We do have some screeners that are certified. And so just depending on what the service project is, the Peace Poster Contest, the iMobile, which is an event, it's actually an iMobile is the vehicle itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a renovated Winnebago, basically, that has all kinds of services inside. It's not just eye screening, but we have blood pressure and other types of health screenings that we can do. And so we'll try to do that during days we have a parade or iMobile to a different parade or a different community event. Some of the events, the food truck event in Quincy,
mm-hmm.
we'll have it there. And
okay.
encourage people to come in for screening. So we have different folks that are certified for different types of things that we offer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So let's recap again the evening for SIGHT. It is Thursday, April 4th, 6 p.m. at the Terrell Room. And yes, tickets still available, I'm assuming?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're available on our website, QuincyLionsClub.com. There's a donate button at the top. Encourage folks to look through there. If anybody wants to contact us, the general email is QuincyLionsClub gmail.com. Okay. We can also encourage folks to follow us on Facebook. And sponsorships are available as well. And just encourage folks to come and help us celebrate.
You want to raise at least $40,000.
We hope so. Absolutely.
At least tie last year's.
That's right.
If not break it, for
That's
sure.
That's right.
Yeah. And again, I just think it's important to reiterate 100% of the proceeds go right back into the Quincy community.
100%.
Yeah. Are you going to the Lions Club International Convention in Melbourne, Australia?
I would love to. I'm not sure if it's in the cards for me this year, but one of these days.
Is that right?
I'd love to. Actually, last year's international was in Boston,
yes.
Which was quite a production.
Was it?
And it was great to have it in my own backyard. It was a lot of fun, with a lot of members from Quincy. And it's not every day that you have an international convention in your backyard. So,
well, exactly. Yeah, there must have been thousands of members
absolutely.
That show up.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Any openings within the club itself in terms of board positions?
The board's set
okay.
for this year, but membership is always welcome
okay.
and encouraged. And like I said, there are really no qualifications. It's just anybody that wants to give back
yeah.
to their community.
Don't have to be from Quincy, right?
No. No. In fact, folks that work in Quincy,
yep.
folks that live in Quincy, we just want to be part of the Quincy Club because
yeah.
it's one of the best ones around. And
then, but you're not biased.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But show up to a meeting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've been in the club for about 14 years now.
Yep.
And it's a great bunch of people that just doesn't want to give back. A lot of camaraderie,
yep.
Like-minded folks that just love the city and want to help its residents.
Well, we hope you have a great event again this year. And thank you for coming by to share a little bit of your story and about the Lions Club story.
My pleasure. Thanks for letting us spread the word.
It's our pleasure.